This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Rents in Denver continue to rise, matching those of pricey East Coast cities. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Rent prices have shot up in Denver and across the country. That's according to October's national rent report from the rental platform Zumper. Since COVID closures in March 2020, the city's median one-bedroom rent is up nearly 12%, and two-bedroom rent grew more than 14%, making Denver the country's 16th priciest rental market. Other Mountain West cities, including Boise, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix, have followed national trends with quickly rising prices. But Denver's breaking all-time highs, matching big city rent hikes on the coasts. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The pandemic took a toll on Coloradans' mental health, according to a new survey. More than a third of Coloradans, over 16, said their mental health was negatively affected by COVID. That included more than half of young adults. Nearly a quarter said they had had at least a week of poor mental health in the past month. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says an officer removed a child's playground swing from a bull elk's head earlier this week in the foothills west of Denver. Someone first reported the elk with the swing on its face like a muzzle over the weekend in Evergreen. Earlier this month, wildlife officers removed a car tire from around the neck of a different elk. The tire had been stuck around the elk's neck for 2 years. It's mostly sunny and getting warmer along the Front Range today and over the next couple of days. There's more snow today in the mountains. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.